Also on the road tomorrow night, Brian, Faith Academy, and we got Jack French, the Rams, getting set to travel to Gulf Shores. Coach French, nice enough to take a couple of seconds on game eve to join us. Coach French, how are you?
Doing good, Pigskin.
Thank you for joining us, Coach. Good to hear that. And, man, you made it to the quarterfinals. I know you got to be happy with this football team. Talk to us about what you're seeing from these guys right now.
Well, we're very happy with them. We don't know if we've had many guys to play any harder than this group is playing. And, you know, it hadn't been throughout, but here recently, they've really been getting after it.
Well, Coach, in the playoffs, you had to start out because you didn't get one of those top two seeds, but you go up to Eufaula with a six-point win. You bounce back at home with a 21-point win over Demopolis. How does this football team compare right now to playing and what you've seen in the regular season?
Well, I think, you know, somewhere along about midseason, you began to see a real pickup. And I don't know if we started feeling more confident about what we were doing, but, you know, our guys started buying in. And you know, I tell them sometimes, I don't know if I've ever had a group play as hard. You know, we do have some talent, but most of it, I think, this year we've earned by just sheer willpower.
When you look at your talent, Coach, with this Rams team, has anybody really stepped out and maybe been a big surprise for this team this year that you want to mention?
Well, you know, we knew Ty Goodwill was going to be a great player. We just didn't know how fast he might come on, and he's made a really turned into a really mature type of player this year already. And of course, the quarterback goes with him, Garrett Dawson. And of course, we knew about Christian Burnett. And Christian Burnett, you know, he's turned into one of, you know, he's gone from a running back to just a really good football player.
Hey, Coach, Brian Ginnard here. I want to talk a little defense, if you don't mind. Four shutouts this year. Four other games where your opponents were held to 7 points or less. I mean, the defense only given up 8.2. Man, that's pretty stingy right there. You got to be excited about what those guys are doing.
Well, we are. You know, that's Jeff Estes coordinating that group, and they do a really good job, and they're getting to where they enjoy, playing together and making plays together, and so they've been a lot of fun to watch here lately.
Coach, talk to us about your junior, Ty Goodwill. I know he's played both sides of the ball, but as you mentioned, he's really grown as a player this year. What do you see in his futures next year and then maybe on his college prospects? Do you see him being a player that's going to get a lot of attention?
Yes, sir. I think he's getting some attention already, and, you know, that has to happen probably somewhere in your junior year. And to even have a chance, you know, you fight in that portal and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, it's a sickening mess. And, college football is pretty much gone the way of pro football. You know, y'all have all that stuff. But, you know, all I want to do is give my kids a chance to go get an education.
Well, you've been to Gulf Shores before, Coach, 22-12.
Yes,
you lost it earlier in the year, and talk to us what you see in this Gulf Shores team. Have they changed any since you played them last?
Well, you know, they're going to be on a fast track this time, you know, and they do have speed, and, you know, I'm sure they've looked at a lot more of us than we have of them, but you know, we can just absorb just so much, I think it's going to be a fine football game.
So, Coach, I mean, as you look at that Gulf Shores team, especially with Royals and Bird and Gardner, I mean, anything special on defense that you try to do, or you stick to game plan as normal and let's play our game?
No, you know, we're just trying to get good at what we do, and you know, we can do a couple of things, and maybe it'll get us by. And, you know, like I said, we've got a good defense, and I think we've got a much improved kicking game. And so, we'll have to take our chances.
You know, Brian and I, Coach, were talking about Williamson. You know, they almost won that first playoff game and they had to go on the road. And this, you know, this region, you have to really, I mean, we tip our cap. UMS, Gulf Shores, you guys, Williamson, Vigors, right in there. What a strong region. This region has really stood for itself this year.
Well, it has, and I don't think it really any surprise. Some people might have picked us, to finish third, maybe even luck up, be a little bit higher. But, you knew about the other two. You knew that most of us were going to be chasing them a lot. But, but there's some other strong teams. And, I mean, you don't get in the chase if you don't, play every Friday night. And you're right about Williamson. I mean, that defense was another one to talk about.
Yeah, they lost. They made the playoffs in a tough region. Antonio Coleman stepping in here as a coach, and we know Terry Curtis and Mark Hudspeth down there, and Viger with the new coach. It's so exciting next year to see what we got here, Coach. But can't wait to see what's going to happen tomorrow night. What are your plans? You guys leaving around lunchtime? What's the team doing?
Right after lunch, yes.
Okay.
As soon as we eat lunch.
All right. Well, Coach, drive safe down that way, man. I know we'll be keeping everybody posted on that game, but I really appreciate you taking time to jump in here.
Well, thanks for having me.